Now for my remarks. Royce has instructed me on how to begin any chamber remarks, as our speaker knows. So for a final time, can I get a big howdy?
Howdy.
Thank you. I always prefer looking forward rather than behind. So tonight I'll keep my remarks brief because I'm looking forward to hearing from our new chairman, Rich White, and his thoughts for the coming year of our Chamber of Commerce. And I'm telling you my remarks will be brief, basically just because I want to give you all hope. It's been a privilege to serve the Bryan-College Station community this past year as the Chamber of Commerce chairman. Your chamber has completed another successful year. Our balance sheet is strong. Our volunteers have been outstanding. And our efforts to enhance the economic well-being of the businesses in Bryan-College Station has continued without pause. I'm proud of what we've accomplished, and I'm excited about what the future holds. You know, when I tell people I'm now the immediate past chairman, they often ask me what my new duties are. You may have heard me tell them on many occasions. As near as I can tell, I need to attend all the meetings, complain about the new chairman, and constantly tell everybody how much better things were when I was the chairman. That's what Jerry Fox told me. But my friend Ben Downs did not do that to me, and I'm not going to do that to you, Rich, except when necessary. It's hard to believe that a year has gone by since I stood before you and told you how important it was and is that the people outside this room understand the necessity of a strong and healthy business climate in this community, that a vigorous and prosperous retail, industrial, manufacturing, construction, anything and everything under the umbrella of commerce, that this is the engine that fuels a flourishing community. Our nonprofits, our churches, our schools all thrive when our businesses are thriving. Well, your Chamber of Commerce has worked nonstop this past year to ensure the best possible environment locally for your businesses to succeed. We've worked for you legislatively. We've created some of the best reoccurring networking opportunities anywhere. We have put on some of the most informative luncheons to help you and your businesses. Heck, Charlie Lima and the Health and Wellness Committee have inspired me so much I lost 45 pounds this past chamber year. Yeah, I'll take that. Even though my granddaughter told me that most of that was hair on the top of my head, I told her that that still counted. What I mean to tell you is your chamber has worked hard and successfully for you this past year, and I've enjoyed being a small part of it. I appreciate the trust you placed in me as your chamber chairman to get this job done. I had so much help. I want to thank my friends at American Momentum Bank for their support of me this past year and their support of the chamber. I have to thank my beautiful and unbelievably understanding wife, Kathy, for encouragement and love. My parents, Glenn and Edwina Brewer, still in a state of shock. Royce Hickman and the best chamber staff anywhere in the world, they work hard so you don't have to. I like the scrubbing bubbles of chamber work. And I want to thank our board for all their help and support, the ambassadors and all the other chamber volunteers. Thank you for a great year. We always start with a big howdy, and the response never fails, but now as my chamber year comes to a close, I'd like to bid you all a fond farewell and a heartfelt adios. Thank you.